You're listening to EAA Radio, the radio voice of EAA.
I'm Farid Guillot. The General Aviation Avgas Coalition, which includes the EAA, submitted comments to the Environmental Protection Agency recently in a response to a proposed rule regarding the safety of lead in aviation fuel. EAA Vice President for Government Relations Doug McNair says the EPA needs to study the issue further before it can make a solid determination about the impact of leaded avgas on the environment.
The EPA was challenged by the Friends of the Earth through a petition to either make an endangerment finding that leaded avgas proves to be a health hazard to the public, or to go forth and study the issue toward that end. They are not bound by the petition to go straight to the endangerment finding, and in fact, our concern generally is that there is insufficient data so far to make an informed decision one way or the other whether fuel from general aviation aircraft poses a health risk in terms of lead. We are proposing that the EPA go forward and study the issue further and make a determination as to whether, in fact, our emissions at airports does indeed exceed the national ambient air quality standards that were just implemented last year for lead, and determine whether, in fact, we exceed those or not.
Reducing lead in the air, most people would agree, is a good thing. But is leaded avgas really that big of a problem? Is there data out there that supports that?
EPA admitted in its advance notice of proposed rulemaking that they really didn't have a lot of data to support one way or the other a decision on whether leaded avgas posed a health risk. It's clear that the science of lead is such that we understand, I think pretty broadly after 40 years of research and rulemaking on lead, that lead itself poses a health risk. But at what level does it pose a health risk? And EPA established new standards last year that reduced the threshold tenfold, 90% reduction in the permissible amount of lead in the air. What's lacking right now is whether there's data that proves whether or not aviation emissions actually contributes to any exceedance of that limit. The only data that exists right now, in fact, doesn't show that general aviation exceeds those limits.
What is the position of the General Aviation Avgas Coalition, which includes the EAA, regarding the ANPR? What is significant about the latest statement from this group?
Well, first of all, the coalition is made up of a group of general aviation organizations and representatives from the petrochemical industries, including EAA and AOPA, the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, the National Air Transportation Association, and the National Business Aviation Association. On the petroleum side of the house, we have the American Petroleum Institute and the National Petrochemical and Refiners Association. So this group, this coalition, represents everybody who could be directly affected by a change to avgas and or the lead content of avgas, directly from the refiner all the way up to the consumer and the distributors in between. The gist of the comments were that we're challenging the EPA's data. We're agreeing, in fact, with the EPA that their data is thin and that the issue needs to be studied much further. We're encouraging EPA to go on and study emissions from general aviation at airports and determine whether, in fact, there is any exceedance of the national ambient air quality standards for lead. In other words, are we contributing enough lead to the atmosphere to be a problem from a health standpoint? That being said, that doesn't change anything that we've said up to this point that would indicate that we're continuing toward an unleaded future. We recognize that the future of lead is in question. Lead is being eliminated worldwide from virtually every product. So for us to be able to hang our hat on the idea that lead will be here 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now to support our industry and our products is probably not a safe bet.
So the comments are into the EPA. What are the next steps in this process?
The coalition is working together, again, with industry to develop two processes, two steps. The first is to try to develop a very low lead fuel. This is basically 100 low lead with a somewhat reduced lead content from its current state. The purpose of that fuel would be to help show a reduction in lead emissions from general aviation across the board, and at the same time maintain the existing safety and performance of the fuel. So in other words, it would be a drop-in fuel. It would be transparent to the consumer, no changes in anything on the aircraft or the operating limitations or in performance. That is just an incremental step, however. The longer-term goal is the development of an unleaded fuel. And that would satisfy, again, the existing fleet and the future fleet of general aviation aircraft. And the coalition is working aggressively with the EPA, FAA, and Congress in terms of funding to continue to move that process forward over the longer term.
Doug, thanks very much.
Thank you, Fareed.
You're listening to EAA Radio.